The next patient is Deborah Plank. The last name is P-L-A-N-K. Deborah, D-E-B-R-A. This is a clinical case of a 62-year-old white female that has a history of multiple sclerosis. The patient used to live in Indiana, and 5 years ago she moved down to Highlands County. The multiple sclerosis has been improving, but she mentioned that she was using non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, especially Advil, for several years because of the pain in the joints. When Ms. Sally Oliver, Sally S-A-L-L-Y, Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, A-P-R-N, refer her here, found that the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.4, a BUN of 18 with an estimated GFR that was 40 mLs per minute, period. Reason to refer her to the office. The most likely situation is that we have some chronic interstitial nephritis associated to the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, period. Unfortunately, we don't have your analysis of the most recent imaging was in 2020 when she had a CT scan. At that time, the patient failed to show any calcifications, obstruction, or changes in the size of the kidneys. We are going to order the ultrasound of the kidney and the workup for CKD stage 3B, period. Number two, the patient has hyperlipidemia, that severe hypercholesterolemia. The patient has a cholesterol of 323 with HDL of 57 and LDL of 218 with triglycerides of 242. This patient has been ordered atorvastatin, 10 milligrams on a daily basis. When I interview her, she has been noticing more muscle pain and head and malaise. Whether or not this is related to the administration of statins is unknown. She's going to have an appointment on February 16 with Mrs. Oliver, and at that time they will make a decision regarding changing her to a fish oil or continue with the administration of the statin, period. Multiple following number, multiple sclerosis that is in remission, following number, hypothyroidism that is treated with a levothyroxine supplementation. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The patient was recommended to do a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet, even more when we know that she has multiple sclerosis. Paragraph, we invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.